What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get today's show moving with the Canadian band Dirty Word. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to
Pogo City Radio.
Andrew Bedlam on the mic, up here by my lonesome for the day, but not going to be lonely for long because we're setting up for one hell of a party tonight going down at the Sportsman's Cafe in the Shatter Shack on Ridge Avenue. You guys have got to get out there and catch the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Bunch of Jerks, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and the Trash Cats. This night is going to be a blast. Whole thing gets moving at 8. Bar's open. Open all goddamn day. It's where all the local drunks and sluts and all them assholes, all the bottom feeders, we all go there. So you guys can get there nice and early, get your drink on. Back of the room's gonna open around 7:30. Got the first band going on at 8. Can't wait to see you guys there. Now, we've been having a pretty busy weekend talking about that LAMF show, but we'll talk about that a little later. And why don't we get right back to the music? Now, most of the tracks I'm playing from today are coming from a Facebook post that I put up 2 weeks ago saying, doing an early morning pogo in 15 minutes, send me a link of what you want to hear. And I put up that post and I actually got a shitload of requests, and I totally forgot I put the post up and didn't play one damn song off it. So, you know, kind of having a hectic morning, hectic start to the day. And I remember this was here, so I'm just letting the listeners pick the tracks. Now, Sean Bedlam requested a lot of these, as well as Jason Plank, our boy Jason. So, yeah, we're going to dedicate the whole show to those two, really doing the bulk of the track pick thing. And it's good because it doesn't get stale. Like right here, I know this band, and it would not have crossed my mind to play them, and we're going to do it now. Let's get to the Chernobyl Babies. This is off They Lost We Oi with Pogo Fun for Everyone.
Puking alcohol. Some people say we should slow down, but all I wanna do is show.
I'm looking for some pogo fun. It has been a rough morning. All right, it is 8:15. We have just made it through the second song of the show. I've been trying to get this thing moving since 6:30 a.m. It has been an hour and a half of frustration for me to get this fucking thing off the ground this week. I don't know why. I don't know why. But yeah, so why don't we just keep rocking with some of these requests, because I am not prepared at all and nothing is functioning right and I need to concentrate on other things. So why don't we get to the Potato Pirates with Self-Made Man. Now, I got to remind you guys once again, you can go into the archives, look for a interview with Steve Stackhouse, drummer of the Potato Pirates, and he's also in Wheels, who we play on here a lot. And you guys can listen to an awesome interview with him talking about the Pogo Pirates and the Bad English and Wheels and that whole, I guess that's the Midwest, that whole scene over there. And it was a really fun interview. Go check it out. Here are the Potato Pirates on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
The Potato Pirates, Self-Made Man. Now, why don't we take a second and let's recap this awesome fucking event that some of the Pogo crew got to witness this weekend. And I'm talking about LAMF, Walter Lohr, Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols, Mike Ness from Social Distortion, Clem Burke from Blondie, all together doing Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers LAMF album in its entirety for the 40-year anniversary. It was a lot of fun. It was a great show. They played all the tracks on the album, and then a bunch more other Heartbreaker songs and some covers. And I'm talking about some like awesome covers like Do You Love Me and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. And they played a lot of great songs. And of course, you know, after the encore, they came out and closed with Too Much Junkie Business, which I was screaming for the whole goddamn show, to the dismay of some old broad standing next to me. Now, definitely had like my very own heckler. Fucking woman had to be close to fucking 60 talking shit to me the whole time because I'm at a punk show screaming out requests. Now, the first time she told me to shut the fuck up, I said, actually, I ignored her the first time. The second time, I said, lady, I'm at the punk show and I'm here to have fun. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Then the third time, when she came up from behind me, took my hat off my head, covered my mouth with it, and told me to shut the fuck up, I swear to God, if it was a dude, he could have been 6 foot fucking 7 and 400 pounds, and I'd have punched him right in his goddamn motherfucking face.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Pissed me off like a motherfucker. There's like a motherfucker for you, right? So at this time, I'm like, what the fuck do I do here? I can't be like fighting with some old broad. And so I just started screaming about how I had to be quiet at a punk show and just yelling obnoxiously loud until it caught the attention of the band. And then that was fun. Some jokes going around and stuff like that. But yeah, I had to walk away from that lady after that. I was getting ready to snap. I've never had someone telling me to be quiet at a punk show. And it's not even like I'm the only person screaming shit. I just got stuck next to the fucking Grinch or whatever this bitch was. But yeah, fuck that lady. Fuck that lady really hard.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking
about? All right. But now that I'm done on my rant, why don't and for the people who were hanging out with us and have heard that story 17 times already, sorry for making you hear it again, but you know, little revved up about that whole situation. But why don't we get to some Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers now? And of course we gotta do some Too Much Junkie Business.
Too much junkie business, too much junkie business.
All right, that song's for all the assholes, they know who they are, that are no longer allowed at Pogo City Radio. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty good, right? I'm screaming to hear Too Much Junkie Business from the gate. Like, I that song, I knew they were going to play it, but, like, I just needed to scream it. And, it was good. Right before he went into it, he said, now this is a song, Walter Lohr said, now this is a song I wrote about the Heartbreakers. And I looked right over at Justin. I said, they're playing Too Much Junkie Business. And that's what they went into. Now, obviously, that was one of my favorite parts of the show. But really, one part that really stuck out in my mind, and I was glad they did it, they had Clem Burke came up on the mic and started just talking and bullshitting. And then he said they were dedicating one to the greatest rock and roll drummer of all time. And of course, that being Jerry Nolan of the Heartbreakers and the New York Dolls. And Jerry Nolan actually wrote this song up with Johnny Thunders. Can't Keep My Eyes on You. And Clem Burke sang it for everybody while he played the drums, and it came out perfect. So here's the original now. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Can't Keep My Eyes on You. Like a motherfucker, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Pogo City Radio. All right, we're going to keep moving with these fucking tunes. Get up into the new millennium of punk rock now. From the 70s to the new millennium. Talking about Cheap Sex. Launch Off to War. Title track. Let's hear it. All right, that was Cheap Sex on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, like I said, pretty much every track I've played so far, with the exception of the two Johnny Thunders, all coming from Facebook requests. So why don't you guys, you know, hit us up on Facebook. I tell people to go to the Pogo City Radio Facebook, and you totally can, and we'll get it. But I'm much quicker if you hit me up on my personal Facebook, so... But yeah, you know, go over to our Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. You guys can find me, facebook.com/Andrew Bedlam. And, you know, you could drop us some requests, you know, not just the popular bands. This one I was specifically looking for more mainstream bands, not mainstream, but, you know, well-known bands. And but lots of times we'll be looking for more underground bands. You guys can always share your fucking demos or your EPs and we'll try and get them up on the show for you. But speaking of the more well-known bands, why don't we get one to for Sean Bedlam, Mr. Sean Bedlam, who's two blocks away at his house right now. Let's do the Skeptics with Peace Force. We'll be right back. The Skeptics.
All right.
Now, we're going to get to a more underground band, if you will. Now, we've played these guys on here before. They're called Off Key. It's spelled A-U-F space K-I. And this is coming off their Bandcamp. You guys can go to offkey.bandcamp.com. That's A-U-F-K-I.bandcamp.com and hear a bunch of their material. This is 47 North.
No regrets, not a single one in all that I've done. Life is hard and so am I, it's all part of the fun.
Key on. Now, once again, you guys can hear more from that band at aufki.bandcamp.com. Go check them out. Here's Blitz, a new age.
Vision is gone, this virus up, it was a boss fight. It's made it through my network.
All right, that was Blitz on Pogo City Radio. Now, like I said, come on out and see us tonight in the Sportsman's Cafe. You know, we're going to have the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Houston and the Dirty Rats, a bunch of Jerks and the Trash Cats. Now, get there 8 p.m., 7:30. You know, the band's just going to be going on. It's going to be a blast. Drink specials all night. I'm talking some cheap-ass shots. Get there, get drunk. We're usually selling hot dogs back there and shit too. So, you know, come hang out with us. Get your motherfucking pogo on. And here's a good band to pogo to. We're going to head out east. I'm talking about the Far East. And let's go see what's going on with the Discogs. Here's a Voice of View. Right, that was the Discogs on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're going to get to a band that Jason Plank's asking us to play. And we play them on here pretty frequently, or at least from time to time again. I'm talking about Bishop's Green. This one's Tumbling Down. We'll be right back. All right, that was Bishop's Green on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Got to remind you guys to go over and check out
PogoCityRadio.com.
That's PogoCityRadio.com. Always a lot of fun over there. It's also one of the easiest ways to get to some of the interviews we've done. And not all of them, though. I really neglect PogoCityRadio.com sometimes. But one thing I don't neglect is a little band called Blank 77. And we're going to play some Blanks right now. We're actually going to do a little twofer because the two songs together are only like 2.5 minutes. And this is coming off the On Speed 5-inch. So Blank 77, On Speed 5-inch record. You know, we're talking the size of a CD. When I first came across this thing, like I'd never seen one before. I think I saw a Dropkick Murphys 5-inch also. I don't know what the fuck, like, 5 inches, okay. But all right, the first track is Up All Night, and then it's going to be followed by my favorite of the two, Max Alert. So here's some Blank 77.
All aboard!
All right, that was Max Alert. Here's Up All Night.
Right,
some Blank 77, and that was the entire On Speed 5-inch. Looks like I played the B-side first, but oh, I like that one better anyway, so there you have it. Now, we're going to get over to the Descendants, who are playing around here this weekend, and we're going to do Bike Age. And now, I actually looked up, actually the rude girl Jessica looked up what the hell Bike Age meant, and basically, you know, it's about a girl, you know, kind of tricking for like some dope. So the idea of Bike Age was like, I guess everybody's riding, like everybody gets a turn on the bike type deal. That's what it said on the internet. So that's what we're going to go with, because, you know, there's nothing untrue on the internet. Here's Bike Age by the Descendants.
Time again, where did you go wrong this time? When your problems are-
All right, that was the Descendants on Pogo City Radio. Now, let's see, what the hell did I have queued up next here? Oh, yes, here we go. Okay, we're in the month of December. And like I said, we did a holiday show last year. You know what I'm saying? So you guys, I'll share it out there or some shit. You guys can go back into the archives and find it. It's all fucking punk rock Christmas music, the whole hour. But I'm doing a little different this year. Don't want to give you the same show twice. And I mean, Christ, how many punk rock Christmas songs are there? So... So we're just going to be splashing them in all month long. Now, I definitely really like this one. This is a band who we got to catch this fucking summer, last winter. I don't fucking remember, but we definitely saw the UK subs somewhere in this past year. So here's Charlie and the Ball. Blah, Charlie and the Boys doing Hey Santa Claus, You Cunt.
Quite often I get to thinking, as kids how we got by. Like Christmas time in our house, we couldn't afford a fire. But we got by in our house, back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint, and we'd all sit round his tongue. We didn't have no tinsel on our Christmas tree, so we just wheeled old granddad in and made the old cunt sneeze. Ram, tissue. Wheel him round the other side, granny. Ram, tissue. Well, time goes so fucking fast. I've got kids now on my own, and I heard them unwrap their presents last night when I got home. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I ran up to this other chap, they're smelling all alright. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come to see it twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? If I wanted a pair of fucking socks, I would've fucking asked. Ping pong spam cowboy suit, stick right up your ass. When I'm up my order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not just me who's crying, my sister's pissed off too. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking plan? You promised me, you fucking cunt, you know who I am. Cause I'm a little girl you made, sit right on your end. Never mind your ho ho ho, where's my fucking plan? This time I come to see him, gonna punch him in the gut. Turn his fucking reindeer and kick Rudolph in the nuts. Just you wait till next year, we come through that store. Me and my little sister come running through that door. Just check his breath, watch his bloodshot eyes. Don't listen to him, boys and girls, he's a fucking lawyer. This ain't a pervert, no he fucking blew it. That fucking wanker, forgot my fucking boy. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I run back to this other jump, there's nothing more I like. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come and see it twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? Gonna tell my dad on you. You punch a fucking lights out, cunt. Boy, so mommy's fucking Santa Claus. And I never miss a hotel last night.
All right, that was the UK subs with Santa Claus, You Cunt. Now, headlining tonight at the Sportsman's, talking about a little band from P-Bird, the Parasitics. Let's get to them now. Good old days.
I am rock and roll.
Drinking away stress of today. Washing away cares of today. Raising our bottles, making them clang. Groups of friends, that was our gang. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Oi! Life was these pump fairy girls. Message was clear from the whole world. No one but love got along. Rocks and skins united and strong. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Go!
to the good old days. Take it back to the good old days. Take me 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 back to the good old days.
All right, that was the Parasitics on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, like I said, head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com, and if you go into the archives, there's a billion shows where we got Larry from the Parasitics and Janelle hanging out with us, so go find them. Also, you know, kind of co-headlining tonight, we got coming in from Connecticut, the Damn Broads, as if you forgot. Here's the Broads with I'm Fake.
We all know good times never last, and life's to the past.
Love them Broads right there, them Damn Broads. All right, you guys can catch them tonight in Allentown Sportsman's Cafe, Ridge Avenue. Get your motherfucking asses there. But I gotta say, right, how about in that song right there where they do the little dropout and Michelle, the bass player, comes in and does her little bass lick with the dropouts? Fucking awesome. There you guys go. Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. Now, well, we got just about 5 minutes left. So, let's see, maybe I'll get out of here with another little Christmas jingle. Now, you guys, see, I knew right away, and I thought the lovely rude girl Jessica was going to know this right away, but it took her a second. Now, I'll tell you who it is. This is the Anti-Nowhere League here, all right? And this is Let It Snow, and it's very similar to the track they do, Woman. So stick around for it, and we'll probably be getting out of here with this one. Here's the Anti-Nowhere League with Let It Snow. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and I've simply no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, so I bought me this bag for chopping. Let's turn the lights down low and let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And when we finally hit the high, man, we hate falling down in a storm. But if you hold me down really tight, oh, the turkey that's cold will be warm. Man, the weather outside is shocking. Is it time for another chopping? So turn the lights down low. Let it snow, let it snow, and snow, and snow. We'll be right back.
City Radio.